You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, this is Chip, and this is the 2MTL for April 13th. As the cast and crew of Doctor Who descend upon New York City, I can't help feeling really excited about the prospects for Doctor Who in America this year. Doctor Who is now on BBC America, which is a network that will love and respect and pay attention to the show, the biggest show on the network, which is a huge contrast, of course, to the treatment that the show received on the Sci-Fi Channel, which was all well enough, I suppose, but Doctor Who was never going to be the Sci-Fi Channel's priority. It is BBC America's priority, and even though the network doesn't have the reach of the Sci-Fi Channel, the devotion to the show and the promotion that's already happened, buses and billboards in Los Angeles and New York, it's really exciting to see. What really makes this possible is the fact that BBC America is receiving this 13-week run of the show, beginning at a terrific jumping-on point. The show is a blank slate, pretty much. Matt Smith has taken over the role and has done so handily. New stories that aren't hideously tied to older stories. It's the perfect jumping-on point for Doctor Who, for new viewers. So, while it absolutely sticks in my craw whenever I hear some of my friends in the podcasting community or on Twitter or a BBC broadcaster ask the question, David who? I have to admit that here in America right now, while that may not be the way I'd phrase the question, it's certainly time to turn the attention to the 11th Doctor and to spend barely a bit of time reflecting on the fact that there were Doctors before him. That's what's going to make Doctor Who a success on BBC America. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for April 13. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. You can subscribe on iTunes, and you can leave me messages on Facebook or Twitter, numeral 2-Minute Time Lord's the address you want to look at. Thanks so much for listening. And Podshot guys, I'm really, really envious of how you spent your Monday night.